First question we have today is from Jennifer. What am I doing wrong? I've been standing in faith through a mountain of financial difficulties for about a month now. I've been forgiven for my ignorance, and through the word, I'm gaining knowledge of stewardship. God has not let me down. It's been a very difficult storm to weather, but he has not left me. My question is, why is this storm being so difficult for so long? And there seems to be no end in sight. What am I not doing right?
Jennifer, you're not alone in that question, especially in these economic times. At the heart of your question is what so many people ask as soon as life becomes really difficult, and that is, what am I doing wrong? You know, when you feel like that you're doing everything you're supposed to do, you know, is there something that's I'm just doing wrong? Well, I want to start with this. Ephesians, Paul says that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what we can ask or think. And similarly, Isaiah prophesied, God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. And I've been thinking a lot about this lately, that if God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what we can ask or think, that may mean that sometimes when you least understand what God is doing, you may be closest to him. And I mean it in this sense, that we are already, it's already confirmed in Jesus Christ that we are blessed, and we are blessed more than we even can understand or comprehend. So when life gets really difficult, the first temptation we face is to start feeling maybe we're not blessed, and maybe God is disappointed, maybe God is disciplining us and punishing us, and how am I to respond to all this? It's biblically wrong to assume that because you're going through something difficult, that it must be that you're doing something wrong. Overarching message of Scripture is, do not let your circumstances, whether the finances be good or bad, do not let that cause you to think yourself unblessed, and don't turn it around at an obsession to think that it must be I'm doing something wrong. But instead, turn the question to, what are the promises of God that I can count on? Let's be in agreement with what God has said. And there's our encouragement.